Today, we are talking about who you can trust with David Trainer from New Constructs. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone on Money Life where, well, quite honestly, we are always taking a look at securities, but David Trainer's eye for securities, it's a little bit different. When he digs in from the bottom up, he sometimes finds cases where everybody else likes a stock. They're thinking,
you are so good looking.
And he's thinking instead,
messy, isn't it?
Yeah, and sometimes it goes the other way as well, where something that everybody else thinks is terrible, well, he thinks it's attractive. They evaluate their securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And if you want to learn more about how it works, if you want to find out the list of most attractive and dangerous stocks, if you want more information on Danger Zone picks, because they blog about them, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
People who trust Wall Street Research.
Danger, danger.
Okay, now we have talked about Wall Street Research before, but there do seem to be new things coming out that are making it that much more clear that, you know, in spite of everything they did to try to say, let's be a little less conflicted, let's have fewer problems, their problems still exist. But why specifically this now?
Really, it's around one of our favorite whipping boys here, Chuck, Netflix, who continues to spend way more money than they make. And I was recently talking to some people in the television media about this and how they spent something like $4.2 billion, or they lost $4.2 billion in cash flow last year. They got $4.7 billion on the balance sheet. They're going to have to raise more money. Whatever you think about Netflix as an investor today or marginal investor, you need to think less because they're going to be giving away more of the business. You know, a couple of days later, they raised their debt offering from $1.5 billion to $1.9 billion. And now it's junk, right? And I'm one of the few people, one of the reasons I always get a call about Netflix, because they can't find a bear besides me. Why? Because everybody on Wall Street wants a piece of these debt and potential equity offerings. They make a lot of money. $100 million in underwriting fees alone for Snapchat last year, right?
Yep.
And the numbers, even for Spotify with the direct listing, was $30 million in underwriting fees paid to Wall Street. So I want people to understand that the work we do and the difference that we always like to draw between what we say and what you hear from Wall Street, it's not just about me trying to say, hey, New Constructs is different and better. It's about the fact that Wall Street's pockets are lined by the companies that they cover. One of the big conflicts of interest in our society as the human race today is that the underwriters of capital are the ones who provide the primary source of research. It's absurd. And Netflix is a walking example, a perfect example of just why you're going to hear all the Wall Street analysts, everybody on the sidelines, cheerleaders, yay, 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 Netflix is great, because they want some of those underwriting fees.
In terms of if investors cannot trust Wall Street Research, you know, there is a self-serving answer here, of course. Well, you're based in Nashville. You're not on Wall Street. But you aren't the only one that investors can trust. What is it that you think people should be looking for, whether they're looking at, you know, your information or any other firm? What are the hallmarks that say this is the kind of information where you can trust, where the conflicts are minimized or non-existent? And this is the stuff where, ooh, the devil's in the detail, and, oh, by the way, he definitely has big horns here.
I think you've got to focus on independent research. You know, and it's the same thing, excuse me, that I say about fundamentals, right? I'm not saying that fundamental research should be 100% of your process, but it shouldn't be zero. I'm not saying independent research needs to be 100% of your process, but it should not be zero either. So you need to factor in some independent perspectives in your investment decision-making process, no matter what, right? And this is not a nice-to-have, it's a must-have. If you want to run your portfolio or provide advice with diligence, with fiduciary responsibilities, you can't be relying 100% on conflicted research.
Let me take it a step further. Many brokerage firms when you're looking at a stock. They will give you their rating on a stock, and they will give you, say, a Morningstar rating on a stock, something along those lines. Do you believe that a brokerage firm is perhaps giving you the information that best serves its purpose? In other words, let us give you the stuff that kind of is most closely aligned with our stuff, so the result is, you know, you're going to kind of follow our advice anyway?
I know for a fact that when the brokerage firms were selecting the independent research providers that they had to package with their research, that the consultants in charge of those selections told me to my face directly that they, that while New Constructs they could see as added value was really unique and different, that was a problem because they wanted research that looked like and sounded like what they already had so that investors would be more willing to read it and accept it. That they didn't want something too different because it would make it more difficult for the readers to understand and use it.
So the moral of this story is that if you're relying on your broker and your broker saying, hey, here it is, and here's the independent research which they're giving you, you're saying even go a step beyond that. Find an independent research firm that is not the independent research firm that they always give you. That way you get that much more in divergent opinions. And if it happens to be divergent opinions that agree, well, that's great. If it's divergent opinions that disagree, raise the red flags and think a little more hard.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I'd also say that, you know, the firms that benefited the most from that independent research settlement back in the turn of the century, Morningstar and S&P, you know, I'm just, you know, obviously self-serving comment coming up here, but, you know, the research was chosen by Wall Street for reason number one. Number two, you know, it's super low quality. A lot of our big clients, some of the largest wealth managers in the world, have been firing S&P and Morningstar stock research because those folks, those firms have been cutting staff, and what was already low quality is even lower quality. It's just not that good.
Well, the answer is
to manipulate.
The answer is always independent is better. And once they start being the official independent provider for somebody, well, you got to question just how independent they are. The more research you get, the better off you're going to be. We know that to be true. And if you want to check out the independent research at New Constructs, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. David, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Good to be with you.
There is much more Money Life to come as we head for home on the Monday, April 30th, 6th anniversary edition of the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.